Given to Cast is a podcast dedicated to the fans of Pearl Jam. It is in no way affiliated with the band, their record label, or any other source. The use of this podcast and its contents are to be used for personal use only. Do not distribute this or any materials, as it is unlawful. Given to Cast is not responsible or liable for any wrongdoing by any individual.
Thank you.
Mike McCready. Eddie Bear. Stone Glasser. Jeff Emmett. Matt Carey. Pearl Jam Blues.
Pearl Jam is cool. Pearl Jam is cool. Pearl Jam is cool.
Given to Cast. Given to Cast. Given to Cast.
Hello again, it's Mario Aguilar with Give It a Cast. It's our 18th episode for the week ending July 14th, 2006. And on this week's episode, we're going to do the This Week in Review, talk about some stuff about things that have happened in the world of Pearl Jam. We are also going to do our Song of the Week. We are going to just do a little bit of housekeeping, talk about some things that we need to get out there to you guys, information about things going to be coming up in future episodes. And then we're going to play our rare song. And then we're going to dip into the mailbag and read our email question or comment this week. But I first wanted to start off by asking you guys to do me a big favor. You guys, I know this isn't the best podcast in the world. I know there's a lot better production-wise things that are out there as far as podcasts go. And I'm trying to here slowly improve it. And you'll see the next coming episodes, I'm adding more tags and things are going to be in front of like Song of the Week, Interview with the Fan, that kind of thing. I'm working on those things. If you can bear with me, things will get better as far as quality of sound. I'm going to start investing in some better equipment for hopefully when the program does comes around to the south part of the United States next year, I will be able to do some road shows and actually even maybe do some video. That's kind of that I'm trying to work on. But I did want to ask you guys a favor. If you really do like this show, or you are like what we're talking about here, trying to get it accomplished by speaking about Pearl Jam, talking to fans, that kind of thing, if you really like the show, I want you to really do me a favor. Head on over to www.podcastawards.com. This is a website that's got a lot of information about other podcasts, things that you might not know that are out there. But they are doing an awards thing this month, and if you wanted to, I would really appreciate it if you nominated this podcast for Music Podcast or Best Podcast. There's a couple of categories out there. You can nominate in a few categories if you'd like. It's very simple. You just go on there and you just type in the name Given a Cast, and then the URL would be givenacast.blogspot.com. You can just do that. That'd be great. And I'm going to go ahead and play a little 30-second promo for that awards. So here you go.
Now, hear it.
Want to know who decides what the best podcast is? You do. The 2006 Podcast Awards nominations are underway.
Here's all the details.
Go to podcastawards.com right now and nominate your favorite podcasts. Categories include technology, entertainment, sports, comedy, and more. Nominate and vote for your favorite podcasts. Plus, find new ones to subscribe to today at podcastawards.com. Brought to you by Podcast Connect, Inc., the world's leading innovator in podcast marketing.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for if you're going to go out to this website. Thank you very much for nominating Give It a Cast, and I promise I will be doing better here as we go along. Just kind of trying to get on my footing here. I've been really, really busy with other things in my life right now, but things are getting better, and we are having a little bit more time to be able to do this great hobby of podcasting and podcast about Pearl Jam. So without any further ado, let's get on with the show and let's do the Week in Review. Okay, this week in the news, Pearl Jam donates green for environment. Pearl Jam has promised to donate $100,000 to several groups that focus on climate change, renewable energy, and other environmental causes as a part of an effort To offset carbon emissions the band churns out on tour. Our carbon portfolio strategy is the newest component of our ongoing efforts to advance clean, renewable energy and carbon mitigation, the Seattle-based band said in a statement posted on its website Tuesday. Guitarist Stone Gossard said the group has been tracking its carbon emissions for vehicles used on tour and energy used in concert venues and hotels to estimate the band's contribution to global warming. We can get a really relatively accurate picture of what that looks like over a year, and it's a considerable amount of carbon, Gossard told the Seattle Post to tell Glancer in a backstage interview at a concert in Los Angeles. We emitted about 5,000 tons of carbon on our last tour. Cascade Land Conservancy and Earth Corps, which work to protect and replenish the Puget Sound's area forests, are among 9 organizations Pearl Jam picked to receive donations. One of the donations to Islandwood Environmental Education Center will provide scholarships for children who can't afford tuition, spokesman Marla Sepperstein said. The largest share of group donations will go to Conservation International, which does work in more than 40 countries. Pearl Jam has aided other green causes in the past, including donating money to preserve a Madagascar rainforest to atone for environmental damage brought by its last tour. So Pearl Jam's been doing this for a while. It's just cut the news here recently, and if I'm not mistaken, Dave Matthews is doing the same kind of thing as well. In other news, Sweet Relief Auction. You can win an auction, and if you go on to the 10 Club site, you can see what's out for auction from Pearl Jam. You can receive 2 tickets in Pearl Jam's Friends and Family section at the July 15th Billy Graham Civic Auditorium show, which is a couple of days from now. So I think this is going to be kind of late, but WinBidder will also have limited edition Ames Brothers concert posters signed by the band delivered to their seat. But most importantly, the winner will be supporting Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. Sweet Relief has been assisting ill, injured, and or elderly musicians with the cost of alternative and traditional medicine treatments and with expenses for basic needs. For more information on that, you can check out their website. And again, you can check that out on the 10 Club site as well. And you can also check out on the 10 Club site. There's the full credits for the video of Life Wasted. You can check out all the stuff about that as well. And the guys are on tour still, hitting the West Coast, and we'll be hitting San Francisco this weekend and then to next week and to Seattle at the Gorge at the end of the month. And they will be heading out to Europe next month in August. And so, guys, that's the weekend review. Okay, guys, it's time for that Song of the Week, and this week's Song of the Week is Love Boat Captain, and it's a live version from the Montreal show of last year, and a really good sounding song. This is going to be one with Boom throwing in his keyboard part of the song, and so it's a really good version of the song. So without any further ado, you guys, crank it up. It's Love Boat Captain, your Song of the Week.
Ready, Boom. Is this just another day? This God forgotten place. First comes love and then comes pain. Let the games begin. Questions arise and answers fall. Insurmountable. Love, oh captain, take the reins and steer us towards the clear. jumbo captain take the reins, steer us towards the clear. I know it's already been sung. Can't be said enough, love is all you need. All you need is love, 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 love.
Okay, guys, I just want to do a little bit of housekeeping right now. First off, I wanted to remind you guys I will be doing the call-out contest this Sunday, July 16th, between 5 and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're interested in being added to the list of names that I have already, you can do so by sending me an email to giveitacast@grandecom.net. We were be giving out the same Giving the Cast t-shirt. I'm almost done with these t-shirts, so as soon as I am, I'm going to be in the process of making some new ones, a new version of the t-shirt, so that'd be pretty cool. And if you send me information, we can put you on the list for that contest. Also, we were taking applications, if you will, or people's names for the Giving the Cast roundtable that we were trying to start up here, and having a discussion of the topic of the day, something Pearl Jam related. There's a lot of different ways we can go about doing this. And so if you want to be interested or you want to be contacted about this roundtable, please send me information to the givingthecast@grandecom.net email address. And also, we are still taking names for people who want to be interviewed in the interview with the fan segment. And if you want to do a review of a show coming up or a show that's passed, you can do so by either making your own sound file and make it an MP3 file and send it to me via the email address, or you can call my voicemail line at 361-288-1801. Remember, when calling that number, long distance charges apply, so be aware of that. And if you have Skype, you can just Skype me at Giving the Cast, and there's no charges on that. Send to that way. And if you can also keep it within 5 minutes, that'd be great. And you can even mess with my voicemail. We can take that, and then we will put it on the next podcast. And if you're interested in doing any kind of introduction tags, we are trying to get people to call in and say their name, where they're from, and mention Giving the Cast. And we will put you on a future episode as far as the beginning of the show. So, and also want to remind you guys, if you heard the beginning of the podcast, if you could take some time to go to Podcast Awards and take a look at what they got out there. It's a very good site. If you're interested in looking for a new podcast to subscribe to, they have a huge, huge list there. And also, if you want to take the time to vote for me for any of the categories, I'd really do appreciate it. And as always, I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. And if you think it's worthy to be nominated, that's great. If not, that's also fine too. I know that this is a a podcast that I'm not really haven't really got my head around here and try to make it as good of a production as I could, but that's going to change it pretty soon, and I'm going to have a little more time to actually focus in making this a little bit better. So if you can bear with me a little bit longer, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. And so other than that, I appreciate your time on this part. We're going to go ahead and get into the rare song this week. Okay, guys, it's time for that rare song this week, and this week's rare song is I'm Open, and it's out. It's going to be a request. It was requested by a friend of mine via email and telephone here, a big fan of Pearl Jam who has attended a bunch of shows, and his name's Jason. He's out there in the Boston area. And so, Jason, here's your song request. I'm Open, your rare song.
I'm gonna play something, I can't remember how to play. Storytellers, we are here to tell stories.
Okay, guys, as you may have noticed, we are going to do a review in the place of the email comment this week. I wanted to do a review of the Storytellers show, the VH1 Storytellers featuring Pearl Jam, and I have to say it was a pretty good show as shows go. Of course, Pearl Jam doesn't do a lot of TV shows, so as a show, a whole hour of Pearl Jam here, it was pretty good. I did like the insightfulness about the questions that were answered by the band, and I know it was kind of focused towards the war and the atmosphere of what's going on today, but I think it's something that needs to be said, and I think that Eddie does a really good job of speaking his mind and speaking what the truth is, and I did enjoy that. Some people might be a little turned off about the political stuff since he's been doing that for a while now, but that doesn't change. I mean, if it's something you don't agree with, it's something you are strong about, you should talk about it and speak to as many people as you can about it. And I happen to agree with him on this topic. So I'm going to play you a little audio clip of him talking about the truth and what he thinks this administration has done with the truth. So here it is, you guys. This is an audio clip from VH1 Storytellers featuring Pearl Jam.
Big friend of ours from Seattle, a guy called Bob Whitaker, he once said, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. I've been thinking about that. Now, I don't think Bob has ever met either Dick Cheney or George Bush, but somehow they got that information from another source. And what they've done with that idea, never let the truth get in the way of a good story, is, to be honest, quite astonishing. So we find ourselves living in a country and at a time where truth seems to be a vanishing commodity. And but the truth doesn't disappear. The truth is always there. It's omnipresent. And but it's somehow getting lost in a barrage of misinformation and fear is how we feel. So the truth has become less accessible just because it can't get to the surface. So tonight, what we'd like to do is try to access some truth, the ugly truth, the beautiful truth. We're going for the truth is what I'm saying, the whole truth. And nothing but the truth. So help me, God.
So that was an audio clip from the beginning of the VH1 Storytellers featuring Pearl Jam. And I want to talk a little bit about the music here. They did do a variety of different songs from different albums. They did a few from the new one, and then they did some from some previous albums. I thought that they did a really good job playing the songs. They sounded really good. They were a little different. I could have done without the questions on top of the songs, but the answers on top of the songs, but that's the way VH1 does their show, and so I kind of expect that when it comes to Storytellers. In any event, it was a pretty good show, well worth watching. If you have a chance or haven't had a chance to see it, you can check out the next time they'll show it on TV at the VH1.com site. Or you can download it from different sites, but I would recommend going to ProJamStories.com. Garrett has it up there as a VCD file where you can burn it as a file on a CDR and play it on your DVD player if it's able to play it. Or you can play it right off your computer and listen to it that way and check it out. So I have to give it 3 out of 4 stars, and would look forward to seeing more things on Pearl Jam as far as on TV and stuff, but I think they don't want to overdo it and flood the screens with Pearl Jam. People will get sick of it, but I'd like to see something else in the future, maybe a good DVD of a show of this tour, a mixture. Hopefully one's coming out. I'm sure they'll have one coming toward the end of the tour. And again, I'm looking forward to seeing them when they come around next year in the South. So that's my review on the VH1 Storytellers. If you have any comments about the VH1 Storytellers show, you can drop me a line at givingthecast@grandecom.net. And that was the review this week. Well, guys, we've come to the end of the show, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to us again this week, and we will be back next week on the 21st of July for our 19th episode, getting close to 20 there, and we will hopefully have some interviews that I have on the pipeline to do, and hopefully we can get them on audio and put them onto the podcast. That'd be awesome. If, again, you're interested in anything to do with the podcast, the call out show or the call out segment, or you can if you want to review or you want to make a comment or you want to send anything to me, you can do so. Send me an email at givingthecast@grandecom.net or visit my blog site at givingthecast.blogspot.com, or you can visit me now on MySpace. I have a MySpace site, myspace.com/givingthecast. So until next week, you guys, you have a good one, and God bless. Oh,